Welcome to Better Health Guy Blogcasts, empowering your better health. And now, here's Scott, your Better Health Guy. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or medical condition. Nothing in today's discussion is meant to serve as medical advice or as information to facilitate self-treatment. As always, please discuss any potential health-related decisions with your own personal medical authority.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode number 58 of the Better Health Guy blogcast series. Today's guest is Dr. T.C. Theoharidis, and the topic of the show is Mast Cell Master. Dr. T.C. Theoharidis has studied the regulation of mast cell activation and its role in neuroinflammatory disease for over 30 years. He holds a master's in neuroimmunology, a Ph.D. in pharmacology, and an M.D. from Yale University. He was the first to report that mast cells can secrete specific mediators selectively without degranulation, can regulate blood-brain barrier permeability, can stimulate microglia, can be activated by corticotropin-releasing hormone secreted under stress to release VEGF selectively, can be activated by the synergistic action of corticotropin-releasing hormone and neurotensin, can be activated by IL-33 and substance P synergistically to secrete the pro-inflammatory cytokine TNF, can secrete mitochondrial DNA extracellularly that is mistaken by the body as a pathogen resulting in inflammatory reactions, and can communicate with microglia and are involved in inflammation of the brain. He discovered that mast cells are inhibited by certain natural flavonoids, especially luteolin and tetramethoxyluteolin. He's published over 400 peer-reviewed papers and is in the top 5% of authors cited in pharmacological and immunological journals. He is the developer of the well-known liposomal mast cell-blocking nutritional supplement known as NeuroProtec and several other products. He is known as the Mast Cell Master, and I'm honored to have him on the show today. And now, my interview with Dr. T.C. Theoharidis. You have been working in the mast cell arena for about 30 years, as I understand. And for many of us, this topic has really become more of interest in the past year or two, particularly in the realm of Lyme disease and mold illness, which is where my focus has been. This topic is really gaining attention very recently relative to how long you've been researching it. So it's an honor to have you on the show today. Thanks for being here, Dr. Theo.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
So what drew you to study mast cells and make this area such a focus of your life's work?
As things happen in science or in life, it was almost by accident, in the sense that I was a graduate student at Yale University, and I had two mentors for my doctoral thesis. And one who passed many years ago, William Douglas, he was from Scotland, was an endocrinologist. And the other one, Paul Greengard, he was mostly a biochemist. In fact, he got the Nobel Prize in 2000 in physiology and medicine. And they were very good friends, and they were competitors as well. And when I actually joined the lab, primarily Dr. Douglas's lab, my charge was to find a good secretory cells to study, because Dr. Douglas was studying pituitary cells, Paul Greengard was studying neurons, and I was asked to come up with a cell that is more likely to give us sort of food for thought. And what happened was, every year, at least those years, at Albert Einstein College of Medicine, there was a competition between two professors. And the students would choose the professors, and the professors would choose the topic. And I was invited to attend. And there was a professor of biochemistry, Sam Zeifter, and a professor of histology, Jacques Padua, and they basically debated a cell that was called the mast cell. And the biochemist said it was a wonderful cell because it contains all those granules with so many chemicals, it's got to be doing something significant. And Jacques Padua said it's a useless cell, because all it does is basically take up in its granules various molecules from the environment, and they just sit there and do nothing. And they debated, and I said, oh my God, here's the cell. Unlike neurons and unlike pituitary cells, it has about 500 secretory granules. And at that time, we didn't even know. Now we know that each granule contains about 50 different molecules. And depending on what triggers the cell, it can make another 50 or so molecules. And what do we know about the cells? Just histamine, basically, that is being released, for which we give antihistamines after it is being released. And then a class of molecules that are very bronchoconstrictive, called leukotrienes, for which we have a drug that is called Singulair, for instance. So I set out basically, and my PhD thesis was on that, to find out if these beautiful looking cells could release selectively rather than exploding as it happens in an anaphylactic reaction. Okay. So let me stop there and I can...
Very good. Yeah, that's awesome. So let's talk a little bit first, just kind